Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my friends this morning reminded me that we're supposed to have this big emergency alert on our phones and I guess our TVs and our radios, which means my broadcast might be interrupted, and y'all are like, oh, hallelujah, it's about time the government steps in. No, no hallelujah, because apparently with this particular test, we might have to reboot everything, and I don't like to reboot. And rebooting is not as easy as everybody thinks. It's not just a quick control alt delete. There's a delay, and then you have to get the you get the scratchy sound, and then you have to make sure you connect, and you got to make sure the other entity reboots. And my show is syndicated through GCN in Minnesota, so we got the best team in the biz there. It's just I'm the weak link. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a pain in the tushy. But basically, this is, apparently FEMA does this every year. We get these emergency sounds. I mean, it's a really annoying sound, even more annoying than me. And they purposely make these sounds annoying because they want you to stop and pay attention. And I'm here to say, I think we've really learned to tune a lot of things out. And I don't know if the average person is really paying attention to these emergency broadcasts. And what are they designed for? Why do we have an emergency broadcast system? Well, in fact, its origins come from President Truman. Truman wanted a means for, especially after the war, for us to reach out to everybody at once. Let me see if I have a little bit of history on this. I don't know if I can pull it up right now. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Where is it? Okay. I had a little bit of history on this. And so, hold on. Yeah, I'm going to Google while I'm on air. Hey, while the broadcast system has not messed up my Googling abilities, I am going to Google my abilities. But I just love history, so I love bringing this up. So, where is my President Truman? Let me see here. Okay, they're going to say 1963. It was during President Kennedy's, but Truman came up with the Connell-Rad emergency broadcast system. And it was in 1951, he established the control of electromagnetic radiation as the first national alerting system. And under Connell-Rad, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, radio stations were required to broadcast only on certain frequencies during an emergency alert. This prevented an enemy from attacking by using transmissions from broadcast stations as a guide for their target. Connell-Rad, or Connell-Rad, became then the emergency broadcast system. And the emergency broadcast system was then designed to provide the president with the means to address the American people in the event of a national emergency. So president could then access, because remember, the older days, all you had was radio. Yeah, TV was starting to become more popular, but radio was still one of the main reasons. I mean, people were listening in the car. That's how they were watching sports. So everything was through radio. Well, now they've had to conform it to our smartphones. In fact, there was an overhaul in the 90s to overcome some of the limitations, and the FCC replaced the EBS with something called an emergency alert system. The major difference between the broadcasting system and the alert system is this method used to alert broadcast stations about an incoming message. So now, not only does the EAS involve the president, but any authority can now reach out to us, like an Amber Alert, etc. Because I think the American public realized that, you know, half the country doesn't want to listen to the president. And that's a problem. Because when President Trump wanted to say something, half the country wouldn't listen. When Biden wants to say something, half the country doesn't understand what he's saying. So we have an issue, and I think we have a lack of confidence in who is relaying messages. So apparently today at 11:20 Eastern, or no, at 2:20 Eastern, 11:20 Pacific, they're going to do a test. Your phones are going to buzz. Your TV program, I don't know what's happening with Netflix, so just, you know, my broadcast might be interrupted, which is, you know, fine, because no, I don't think you guys are even listening anyway, you know, but it might wake you up. But again, what I'm really kind of concerned about is it looks like the government has to keep trying to step up the alert, make the sound more annoying, make it more piercing. I mean, my phone not only has a weird sound, but it buzzes. And it basically shakes up my whole purse, so my keys rattle. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with my phone? And you have a lot of people that have now trained themselves to disconnect. They don't want to listen to the news. They don't want to watch TV. They don't want to be glued to their cell phone. So then how do you alert them? You know, when I was in Kansas, when my parents lived in Kansas, there would be a sound outside when there was a tornado warning. And it was a very distinct, I can't reproduce the sound. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, is that, you know, are bombers coming? You know, because it reminded me of those World War II movies. And my parents are like, no, it's a tornado warning. I go, so aren't we supposed to go somewhere, like underground? Yeah, I'm not worried. I mean, you know, when I was talking to my family in Israel, you would hear the bomb warnings. And, you know, for everybody to go into bomb shelters. And so I just wonder if maybe we're going to go back to old school where there's going to be this network of nationally, and I mean, they're spending trillions upon trillions of dollars on infrastructure. They might as well throw this in there too, where there's these alarms outside, these alerts outside, because that people can hear outside and inside. Because I don't think a lot of people connect to their phone like they used to. You and I might be obsessed going, okay, did I get a message? Did I get a tweet? You know, what's going on? What's the latest alert and update? But many other people, the pendulum is swinging back, and they're like, I don't want to hear about anything. I don't want to know what President Biden's doing or if Trump's running again. I don't want the alerts. I don't want the spam. And how many times are you called by spam? I get called so many times from Searchlight Nevada. Who's in Searchlight Nevada, and why are they calling me? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so apparently this is trending online. On who showers and who doesn't on a regular basis. And I don't know if you guys saw a headline. Well, Aquaman, Jason Momoa, was very defensive about somebody insinuating that he didn't take a shower every day. He says, I like the water, right? He even cussed. He goes, I shower. And you're wondering why this is even a topic. Well, apparently celebrities have been, over the years, very open about their bathing habits. I really couldn't give a hart and doot. You all know my shower habits. I take a shower in the morning. I take a shower at night. I might also take a shower in the middle of the day. But I don't do it to be clean. I do it because I like the heat and how. So I have some probably low level of fibromyalgia, and the hot water on my back feels good. And also the acoustics are good, you know? So I could sing in the shower, right? And I'd say, oh, say does that star-spangled banner, yeah, wait. And everyone's like, oh, yay, Dr. Dahlia, woo, yay, Super Bowl 80, right? And so I'll sing in the shower, and it sounds so good. But if I sing in the kitchen, it doesn't sound that good. So I'll immediately take off all my clothes, get in the shower, you know, and then sing in the shower if I think I really need to hit that note. The acoustics are amazing in our shower. I'm blessed with that. Not with the voice, but with the acoustics. So I like to shower to sing. So I probably overshadow shower, and I'm a little worried about the water district if they're not going to like my showering habits. But apparently with celebrities, they've been open about their showering. Julia Roberts is the opposite of me. She wants to save water. Look, I want to save water too, so I just won't do dishes, and I won't flush the toilet all the time. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So that's how I save water. I will make up for my water loss in the shower with other means, all right? I'll just wait till somebody washes the dishes, you know, 2 weeks later. I'm just pretty, yeah, I am pretty frugal when it comes to water in that respect. But Julia Roberts, she doesn't shower all the time because she says, a source said it's to save water. Jake Gyllenhaal told Vanity Fair, I do also think that there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for skin maintenance. And we naturally clean ourselves. Now, I'll talk to you about what we naturally do. Mila Kunis, on an episode of Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, said, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway. Now, she and husband Ashton Kutcher apparently wash their faces, wash their privates regularly, but when it comes to daily showers, no, even with kids. Kutcher says if you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. Now, Kristen Bell, who's married to Dax Shepard, said, I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink. Once you catch a whiff, that's biology's way of letting you know you need to clean it up. Brad Pitt has been open about using baby wipes. He had in one interview talked about how he has so many kids and they're always peeing on him, so you don't have time to shower multiple times. So he would use baby wipes to clean up not only the kids, but I think himself. I'd like to just sit there and think for a minute him cleaning up and washing with some baby wipes. Matt McConaughey showers. For some reason, he has a very religious showering ritual, but he's not a big fan of deodorant. We spoke about that. He doesn't like to wear deodorant. Cameron Diaz also doesn't like to wear deodorant, antiperspirant. They think it's bad for you. So Aquaman, in an interview with Access Hollywood, said, I'm not starting any trends. I shower. Trust me. I'm Aquaman. I'm in the blankin' water. And then Dwayne Johnson, he had tweeted, because apparently everybody has needed to weigh in on this topic. Dwayne Johnson said, nope, I'm the opposite of not washing themselves, celeb. Shower cold when I roll out of bed to get my day rolling. Shower warm after my workout before work. Shower hot after I get home from work. Face wash, body wash, exfoliate, and I sing off key in the shower. You can actually sing. So what are we supposed to be doing when it comes to our bodies? Now, it's interesting. Unless you were a caveman fishing, you didn't necessarily take a shower. And smell would alert you that you needed to clean something or you had an infection or something was wrong. And the reason why I always bring up caveman days is because, and cavewoman days, is because when we were created by God, Mother Nature, however you think we were created, right? Evolution from primates, we didn't necessarily have the plumbing. We didn't necessarily have bathing. That became more of a modern time. Well, maybe not modern times, but we didn't really start to actively do that till probably post-medieval. And so there were biblical rituals requested, like after a woman had her period, to go through a bathing, to go from unclean to clean. But But, and it makes sense because you don't want to have blood on you because a bear could come and attack you or a shark. So I get that you want to clean yourself off. But it really wasn't in our evolutionary roots to clean all the time. And it's something we started to do. In fact, in Rome, you know, things, you would stink, but they would actually wash their clothes in urine because urine would kill bugs and microbes, and it would also ward off other smells. The problem is you smelled of urine. So a 2018 study from Columbia University suggested to wash much less because our body has these protective microbes. We have bacteria all over us, and we have that there to prevent other bad microbes from setting up shop. So when you wash that off, are you possibly diminishing your defense system, your walls? Dr. Elaine Larson said bathing will remove odor if you're stinky or have been to the gym, but she recommended to focus more on washing hands regularly and clothes to help reduce illness. Assistant Professor of Dermatology at George Washington University, Dr. C. Brandon Mitchell, had suggested to Time Magazine that once or twice a week bathing is sufficient, suggesting a daily shower isn't necessary. I would not be able to do that. I just have to take a shower. I just love showers. So in Roman times, baths were used to fight illness. Romans, I think, might have probably been one of the biggest civilizations to bring that maybe forward. I apologize about bringing up medieval. But, you know, we do make oils on our scalp. I remember a hairdresser telling me, stop washing your hair every day because your scalp is dry. Let your scalp, you know, get kind of moist and protected with some of the oils. It's protective. And I think Jennifer Aniston had even suggested that she doesn't wash her hair all the time because that day or two in, your hair ends up, you know, looking better. There's many stars that get a blowout once a week, and that's all they do. They won't wash their hair until their next blowout. So I think we're starting to find that we're bathing less, we're washing our hair less. Now that people are wearing masks, you don't really smell other people that much. You know, I had eaten lunch, and I had a salad, and the salad had some goat cheese on there. So I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, put some gum. I need to chew some gum. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm in a mask. Nobody's going to smell my breath. So there's a chance, and again, I'm not saying let's all wear masks again, right? I know everybody's kind of a little tired with the mask. You can wear the mask for COVID if you want, but I think there is an argument that we might do a little too much. In terms of the way Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell and Dax and Ashton were, you know, talking about their kids, I would wash kids more often. I think kids do need to learn that cleanliness is important. I think they do need to clean their, you know, after they potty. I think they do need to brush their teeth. If we want to get kids into the habit of brushing teeth, it's going to be very hard to not reinforce that when it comes to showers. But I really think that we need to just kind of take a step back and see what are we doing that is possibly counterproductive for our body's immune system. For example, boogers. A lot of people pick their nose. I think some stars have become very open about nose picking. Yet boogers are protective, and they help prevent bugs getting up in your nose. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a nearly 15-hour-long voterama in Washington, D.C., the Senate voted early Wednesday morning to pass the framework of the disputed $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package with zero Republican support. The vote at 4 a.m. Eastern was procedural and the first step in the budget reconciliation process that will allow Democrats to pass the package without a single Republican vote. The vote on Wednesday was 50-49, straight down party lines. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee tells Fox Business this spending by lawmakers is out of control.
They wanted to sweep it under the table, put some bipartisan momentum in place so they can move really what their great goal is, and that's this $3.5 trillion spendathon that they're underway with right now. What I did was say no. We're going to deliberate this. If the Senate is the greatest deliberative body, we're going to take a hard look at this, and I would not agree to accelerate it.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. The European Space Agency probe BepiColombo is scheduled to go into orbit around Mercury in 2025, but to reach the very hot planet, BepiColombo needs a gravity assist from neighboring Venus, so it flew within 350 miles of the planet on Tuesday on its way to Mercury. Earlier this week, another European space probe called Solar Orbiter had a brush with Venus. That spacecraft came within 5,000 miles of the planet. BepiColombo's cameras will not be deployed until it reaches Mercury. Thanks for listening. It's very well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have an Apple Watch, and my Apple Watch has AI, I guess, built in to be able to check my heart rate, interpret my rhythm, and there's all sorts of cool stuff now we have at our fingertips when it comes to AI and medical tech. So to kind of talk to us about what's on the horizon is Dr. James Thomas, Director of the Center for Heart Valve Disease and Academic Affairs in the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
It's really my pleasure, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow. And kudos to you and your team for all the research you're doing. Talk to us about how AI, artificial intelligence, has now interweaved into so much of our medical technology.
Well, it really is everywhere, and it you know, it starts with the Apple Watch you're wearing that can tell you when you go into atrial fibrillation. And one of my colleagues at Northwestern has a big project with the NIH to equip thousands of people with Apple Watches and monitor them for when they go into atrial fibrillation, and then that triggers an alert that they need to start taking a blood thinner so they don't get a stroke. And then if they stay out of atrial fibrillation long enough, they get an alert that says you can stop taking the blood thinner. So it's a chance to both prevent strokes but reduce the risk that you're going to have a bleeding episode while taking these powerful anticoagulants. It is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And so true. You know, we talk about how common stroke is, and we wonder how many of the strokes that happened occurred within people who had undiagnosed arrhythmias, and how much stroke we could prevent if we do have people wear wearable sensors and monitors.
Yeah, we're trying to get that answer and also branch out into other areas of cardiology, like the old-fashioned stethoscope. It's been around 200 years. It doesn't look much different than it did back in the 19th century with a bell on the chest and two tubes in the ears. But now we've been working with a company out on the West Coast that has a stethoscope that first will amplify the sound so you hear the sounds much better. But then it will also send those sounds up into the cloud where an AI algorithm will operate on them and tell you whether there's a murmur and eventually what that murmur is likely to represent. And we've now shown that we can detect severe aortic stenosis, severe blockage of the aortic valve, in about 93% of cases.
Wow, wow. You know, I know a lot of medical professionals are concerned that AI is going to replace them, but I don't know if I'm sold on that, because there's many people that don't get themselves seen. Many of them do not go to providers, and this could later allow people to do at-home testing or screening and prompt them to get a medical visit.
Yes, I think the ability to detect illness early is probably the best promise of AI, you know, whether that's with a stethoscope or with an ultrasound machine that a relatively untrained individual can use to look at the heart and interpret how well it's pumping and things like that. The whole key is early detection and getting preventive measures in place so you forestall those expensive and dangerous procedures down the road.
So true. So true. We're speaking to Dr. James Thomas, Director for the Center for Heart Valve Disease and Academic Affairs in the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Medicine. So movies have sensationalized AI, like Terminator 2. Can you explain to my listeners what artificial intelligence actually is?
I'd be happy to, and yeah, it's a scary term that shouldn't scare anyone. Artificial intelligence is a broad term that just refers to computer programs that somehow mimic the human mind, and then machine learning is essentially the way we train algorithms to have that artificial intelligence. It's been around for 70 years. We've been talking about it, and really the architecture of these programs, you know, had similar features back in the 50s, but the computers were so limited back then. You had to fast forward to like the last decade with trillion-fold increase in computer power that really allows us to take in all the information. Artificial intelligence is incredibly hungry for data. It wants thousands of examples that are properly labeled as to, you know, is this a heart attack on your EKG or not, or what's going on here? And then it learns, and it just internalizes that and eventually produces the artificial intelligence algorithm that will help to make the diagnosis. But the key is, and if you look at our website, it isn't artificial intelligence, it's augmented intelligence. Mm-hmm. And the doctor is always in charge, the clinician always is in charge, but the AI algorithm can do a lot to help make the diagnosis, whether it's looking for lumps on a mammogram or masses on a CT scan or interpreting an echocardiogram.
So true. And, you know, you are director for the Center of Heart Valve Disease, Academic Affairs, and Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute. How common is heart disease, and how common is valvular disease that you're seeing?
Oh, it's very common, and it is very underdiagnosed. You know, if you say, you know, it's a continuum, but let's say significant, like moderate or worse valvular heart disease, you know, probably is present in 10% of the population over, say, 75 years of age and building up to that. There's a lot of underdiagnosed heart disease out there. And, you know, one of my colleagues in the AI Institute has trained an algorithm to scrape through all the millions of outpatient notes and lab tests and everything that are done every day at Northwestern to try to find patients that may have advanced heart failure but aren't being treated appropriately because their doctors may not appreciate that their heart is as bad as it is. Mm-hmm. So the idea is you find these patients and you bring them into proper care, and you can really make a difference by getting someone on the right medicines and the right procedures if that is what is needed.
Absolutely. And it could also bridge some of the limitations with telemedicine, where if individuals have some of the technology at home, I can't listen to somebody's heart, I can't examine their blood pressure, but this could definitely kind of bridge that communication for us.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting area, is just how far can we push this? Can patients have their own stethoscope that will upload their heart sounds
right
for interpretation? Could you even do your own echocardiogram at home? You know, I don't think we want to push it too far, but certainly having services that can go out to the house and do an echocardiogram with less trained personnel than we might use in the hospital could be a real way of democratizing the healthcare.
So true. Dr. Thomas, how can people find out more information about what you and your team do?
If they go to their Google machine and just put in a search phrase that is something like augmented intelligence in medicine, at Northwestern, it will for sure find our website. It links to all the efforts inside medicine and AI. And, you know, if you just said AI medicine Northwestern, it would probably get to it.
I love it. Dr. Thomas, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back.
It is really my pleasure, and happy to come back and tell you about more of our discoveries.
Can't wait. All right, you take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently Apple has unveiled plans to scan in the U.S. our iPhones for images of child sexual abuse. Now, this is drawing huge applause from child protection groups, but it is raising concerns among some individuals going, what if they misread a photo? And who's double-checking this? We definitely don't want false positives and false negatives. So the tool is designed to detect known images of child sexual abuse called Neural Hash. It's going to scan images before they are uploaded to iCloud. If it finds a match, the image will be reviewed by a human. If child pornography is confirmed, the user's account will be disabled and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children notified. They said separately, Apple plans to scan users' encrypted messages for sexually explicit content as a child safety measure. Now, according to AP News, this has also alarmed privacy advocates. The detection system is supposed to only flag messages that are already in the center's database of known child porn. Parents snapping innocent photos of a child in the bath should not worry. But researchers say the matching tool, which doesn't see such images, just mathematical figures that represent them, could, maybe cloud the situation. Matt Green, a top cryptographer researcher at Johns Hopkins University, warned that the system could be used to frame innocent people by sending them seemingly innocuous images designed to trigger matches for child porn. That could fool Apple's algorithm and alert law enforcement. Researchers have been able to do this pretty easily. So he said that they've studied ways where people could trick the system. Other abuses, they say, could include government surveillance of dissidents or protesters. What happens when the Chinese government says, here's a list of files that we want you to scan for? And does Apple say no? Their technology, though, might not say no. So tech companies, including Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and others, have for years shared digital fingerprints of known child sex abuse images. Apple has used those to scan user files stored in its iCloud service, which is not as securely encrypted as its on-device data for child porn. Now, Apple has been under government pressure for years to allow for increased surveillance of their encrypted data. So coming up with the new security measures required for Apple to perform this is going to be a balancing act between, trying to stop and crack down on the exploitation of children, but also to keep its high-profile commitment to protecting the privacy of its users. Wasn't there an issue a few years back where the government wanted Apple to break into a terrorist phone and undo the password? And Apple said no because of the promise they made. Now, I don't know what eventually happened, but then a commercial a few years later came out showing that they put privacy first. I mean, if people think that their phones are getting hacked or watched, and trust me, the government watches everything. The government watches the pings. There's no privacy. I don't think there's privacy. Me, I don't really put anything on my phone that I don't, I mean, every now and then I'll take a picture of me without my makeup. And then I'm like, why am I in a selfie without my makeup? And maybe I might forget to delete that. But for the most part, just don't put anything inappropriate. A lot of parents like to take tushy pictures of their kids. The tushy picture. I don't know if I took tushy pictures of my boys. I don't think I did. Probably because I just couldn't clean them up fast enough before they pottied again in their diaper. But I do remember my mom had one of my, naked baby photos sitting there on the bed smiling, and it really is cute. The baby, it's a cute picture. We all want to do it. I don't even know if I did it with the kids. I don't think so. I was watching Below Deck, and I think Captain Lee, there was a picture of him with his boy, and I guess his wife snapped a photo of both of them, and their tushies. And I mean, these are innocent pictures that people have done for decades. The problem is it falls under a very scary umbrella of a naked picture of a child being put online, child porn. So, I always recommend to parents, make sure any of their privates are covered. I know everybody wants tushy pictures. It stinks. My dog will lie there. My cats do this too, on their back, legs spread, and they just lie there like that. And I'm like, can you please put some underwear on? This is ridiculous. This is a family establishment. This is completely inappropriate. Then they look at me like, what? No tickle tummy? And I'm like, cover it up. And so I always fear that there's a picture of an animal in the background just lying there, inappropriate, and somebody's going to think that's animal porn. So, kids don't necessarily understand what parents are doing. They'll smile for the camera, but I really think that, the pictures of tushies and things like that will trigger this. Washington-based nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology called on Apple to abandon the changes. Said it will effectively destroy the company's guarantee of end-to-end encryption. Scanning the messages, they said, for sexually explicit content on phones or computers effectively breaks the security. There was a nonprofit found by Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, and it uses technology. It's called Thorn. They use technology to help protect children from sex abuse by identifying victims and working through tech platforms. So here's the thing, and this is what stinks. If your child is abducted, and your child is being trafficked, and your child is sadly being used for these purposes, and an entity can locate them, save them, bring them back home to parents, I'm a fan of that. I mean, sadly, people who traffic kids, these images can get online, and there's a way for, hopefully, the good guys to be able to find them. The problem is how do you scan for that? I mean, these are going to be topics that are not very easy. We want to protect people from COVID, and we don't want our kids dying from COVID, but we also don't want to take away liberties. So, what is the fine balance? And everybody wants government to just figure it out. Don't be looking at my pictures, but look at the bad guy pictures. Well, in order for them to find the bad guy pictures, they're going to have to look at yours. Just like the debate on trying to listen to chatter of terrorists wanting to bomb, the World Trade Center or another building. The government has to then listen to conversations to pick up the chatter. Now, some of us live in an ignorance is bliss world, going, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. So just, I don't want to think about it. But others actively think my phone conversations or my texts or posts are always being watched. And that I'm just under that. When I talk to my husband, we never do phone sex like we used to. No way, because I'm sure somebody's listening. And they're probably getting sick and throwing up and going, what the heck, really? Honestly, guys, there's new things to do. Okay, we don't use those terms anymore. So we just don't even go there. It's, hi, did you pick up dinner? You pick up dinner? Good, I got groceries. There. That's it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.